Some 40 students will be given hands-on introduction to forest management and conservation issues during the Forestry Summer Program next month. The department will collaborate with the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority to host a program from August 17 to the 21st to help the participants understand how forests are protected and sustained. Education Officer at the Forestry Department, Felicia Batiste, says the goal is to build practical skills while encouraging students to think about the environment in a more informed way.
We are looking for children around the ages of 8 to 12.
Okay.
So we're sticking between that age group, and it's going to be 1 week of activities from the 17th to the 21st of August.
Okay.
Right. Time is from 9 until 2. And we want our children to experience as much as possible. So we are having a field day. And we're having a small competition amongst them. We're having them create a watershed module based on everything that we're going to teach them. Because we are a small island state, and being that we're a small island state, we have the privilege of having rivers. So we have a lovely watershed. We have lovely watersheds. And I need the students to understand that if we do not find a way to conserve, to protect our watersheds, we are going to lose that privilege.
Ms. Batiste underscored the importance of this year's theme, adding that they want students to see how decisions made today can impact the environment.
Our theme this year is Shaping Young Minds for a Sustainable Tomorrow, and it's Small Hands, Big Impact. And we want them to understand that it begins with them. Always keep in the back of their minds that I need to always look out for ways to conserve water to ensure that persons will not deforesting, and help us plant, because as they're going to get older, we need somebody to take up after us.
The Forestry Education Officer said she is pleased with the interest shown by the participants over the years.
Normally we would cater for like maybe 30 students. Well, this year we're taking it up to 40 because we're only having one this year. And we had a situation where sometimes we would only ask for 30 and we end up with a bit more than 30 because students really like to come out, and because it's not every day they get to go out in the forest, because we take them on field trips and they get to enjoy not only our lovely sights, but sometimes we take them to rivers and maybe we could even have a picnic at those rivers. So they enjoy themselves. They also learn a lot. So that's what we want them to experience.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and bring that out as much as possible.
Education Officer at the Forestry Department, Felicia Batiste. With today's special report, I'm Calvin Harry.